Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. In well, all of Australia at the moment, I'm recording this, by the way, April 2021, just for forward thinking. But the rental and, I must say, sales market, just unprecedented. We're going through extraordinary times, and there's a lot of people struggling to find accommodation, which of course means a home. So, from an agency perspective, I'm going to chat from a Queensland legislation point of view, and I'm also going to reference a Q&A basically from the Residential Tenancies Authority, the RTA, and some key questions here that I've sourced from the RTA website, and I also have them on my website under the industry update link. So, realestateexcellence.com.au, we offer a free industry emailing service called the Industry Update, which is totally different to our main service, which is the Real Estate Excellence membership update and a lot more services. So members receive the industry update, and if you have any questions, members, please be sure to let us know. But you certainly get a lot more and are included, of course, in what I'm talking about in relation to the industry update. So a couple of weeks ago, we emailed information in relation to this topic, and it relates to tenants rent bidding, offering more money, and we know that, as I say, supply and demand is how our industry has long and been driven, and I can't see it changing. But anyway, we'll see what happens. So basically, from the RTA, I've got some Q&As I wanted to share with you. Does a tenant need to see a rental property before signing the lease contract or agreement? Now, the RTA recommends they always inspect, of course, but there's no legal requirement. So, from the RTA perspective, of course, I don't mean to speak for them, I'm just sourcing their information and just continuing their quote. But the RTA recommends tenants always inspect the property in person before signing a tenancy contract, and having a family member or a friend inspect is obviously recommended. And obviously, people do their own research. There's terrible things happening, of course, scams and people using Facebook, Gumtree, Marketplace, other things, and scamming poor people and poor tenants paying good hard-earned money for properties that don't exist or are not available. So, of course, we all care about that and wish that upon nobody. So, of course, any tenants listening, of course, do your own research, as the RTA says, back to their quote, and remain vigilant when searching for rental properties. And obviously, real estate agencies are the best way to go. Is rent bidding allowed? Well, that's the RTA question that I'm sourcing from the RTA website. Rent bidding is illegal. A rental property must be advertised at a fixed price, and failing to do so is an offence under the RTRA Act. A property manager or a lessor cannot and must not, it's an offence provision under the RTRA Act, must not advertise a rent range, put a property up for rent auction, or ask for offers. Members of Real Estate Excellence, if we can assist you any more with legislation and best practice in relation to that, please be sure to call upon us and send us an email as part of membership support best practice services. Can a prospective tenant offer to pay more than the advertised rent? Yes, they can. An agency or a lessor cannot solicit it. But yes, a prospective tenant, as per the RTA Q&A I'm referencing, can offer more than the amount advertised. But the agent, again, must not accept offers. Sorry, I said that wrong. Must not ask for offers, correction, or advise applicants that, that there's offers of higher rent, etc. So keep that quiet. And again, members, you know where we are if we can assist you further with that. Can a prospective tenant offer to pay 3 months' rent in advance? Maximum rent payments are outlined in the Act, which is 2 weeks for periodic, this is upon commencement of a tenancy, or 1 month for a fixed term. A prospective tenant can offer to pay more. An agency can't ask for more than 1 month in advance when you're first signing up for a fixed term or a periodic tenancy, which is so rare, but anyway, I'll continue mentioning 2 weeks' rent. So that's legislated in the Tenancy Law of Queensland, but what is not legislated is a tenant wanting to pay, for example, as this question was, can a prospective tenant offer to pay 3 months' rent in advance? Yes, they can. We can't ask for it, though, as an agency. What if a tenant says they want to pay 12 months in advance? Well, again, they can. So the agency, again, on a fixed term contract, cannot ask for more than 1 month for a fixed term. Common agency practice is the bond and the first 2 weeks' rent, but it can be up to 1 month as per the RTRA Act. So basically, does a tenant need to see a rental property before signing a lease? No, they don't. Best practice, we all wish they could and would. Take them for a video walkthrough if you can. Do as much as you can, as I know you do anyway, property agents, managers listening. And get them to sign for a best practice sight unseen document. Members, we've got one. So, of course, email us, Real Estate Excellence members, if you need to in relation to that. So, a tenant does not need to see a rental property before signing a lease. Is rent bidding or an auction, so to speak, allowed? No, it's not. It's an offence under the RTRA Act. And we cannot, as agents and lessors, advertise price ranges, cannot put a rent option or ask for offers. If a tenant wants to pay more than the advertised rent, it's at their discretion. We cannot solicit it. Can a prospective tenant offer to pay more than the advertised rent? Yes, they can. But the agent must not ask for offers or advise other applicants that, hey, there's someone that's put in $50 more. No, that cannot happen. And can a prospective tenant, just to repeat and recap, offer to pay 3 months, 12 months in advance? Yes, they can. But the agency for a fixed term cannot ask for more than 1 month when they're first signing up and commencing a tenancy contract on a fixed term agreement. Members of Real Estate Excellence, we're an email away for support, as you know, realestateexcellence.com.au. Some of those Q&As were sourced from the RTA website in Queensland. So thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.